Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyrighted by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for area high school baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the area high school baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast home, the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of area high school baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of area high school baseball is brought to you by
Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios.
The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of area high school baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
And a very pleasant good evening for everyone. Blake Gazaway here with you from a very, very cold Southern Boone High School as we are getting ready for game four of the day. As it has been a long day so far, but we still have another game on tap. As Southern Boone sitting at 10-2. We're taking on the Pembroke Hill Raiders, who sit at 5-2. Both teams having one win on the day already. We'll get through the starters and everything like that as we go along. As first pitch, we're underway. Upstairs, ball one. I'm still trying to get people put in my scorebook. I had to make a flying trip to my truck to get a second coat, all kinds of other things. Is that pitch in there? Called strike one. But I'm much warmer this game, so I think that's a good thing. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball rocketed foul, so that will take the count one ball, two strikes. Getting the start for Southern Boone is Jackson Woodward, the sophomore, right-handed thrower. 1-2 delivery. There's going to be another ball fouled off. So count will still stay at one ball, two strikes. Says it's 47 degrees here first pitch, but I think that is a lie. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for out number one. So now it's a shortstop, Nico Chu. So Chu steps in here. First pitch is going to foul that one back. So he'll be down to the count at 0-1. Next delivery. That one in there called strike two. There's going to be a ball fouled off on the first base side. 0-2 delivery from Woodward. There's going to be a bouncy ball foul. I'll be on the third base side. Woodward and Beckman have a conversation out on the mound. So I toss that baseball out of play. So again, Woodward goes back. 0-2 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball to be gloved at second. Throw to first in time. Two up and two down. Also be center fielder Langston Smith. So Langston Smith steps in here. First offering from Woodward. That one just missed a bit low, ball one. Not by much. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. There's going to be another bouncing ball. That'll be taken at second. Throw to first. Three up and three down. It was in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on the base path. So we will go to the bottom of the first inning. We'll get your starters and other things here as we go along. As we'll take a quick break and be back. As you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
We go here to the bottom of the first inning. Southern Boone will come to bat, getting the start for the Raiders. Is Eli Sitzer. We'll go through these starters as we go. Trying to get... Still get everything put in. I'm very thankful when I ran to my truck and got... I feel much, much warmer now. As we said, it says it's 47 degrees, but I think that is indeed a lie. If it is 47 degrees, it's the coldest 47 degrees I've ever experienced in my life. So this will be senior Austin Evans getting things started here as he will lead things off for Southern Boone. As he is a left-handed batter, as he steps in. So he steps in. Long look in here. Sitzer's first pitch, that one is low and in the turf, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Okay, we're glad you're tuned in with us here tonight. It's our nightcap game. Game 4 of 4. That one misses ball 2. So count sits at 2-0. stepping back in. Started two, now stepped out. So count sits at 2-0. That one is in there for called strike one. So count will go 2-1 now. There's going to be a ball lifted into the outfield. Center fielder will make the grab as he slides to one knee. As he robs Evans of extra bases there. So now it'll be senior Chase Morris. He's a starting shortstop. So one out on the board. As Morris steps in. So first pitch to Morris. This is ball one. The count sits at one ball, no strikes. There's going to be a ball hit to left field. Left fielder going back. Still going back. He will make the grab for out number two. So now this will be second baseman, Riker Zimmerman. He's a senior. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. He steps in here. First offering, that one low and away. Sitzer down to the count of 1-0. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. A pitch in there, strike one. So count sits at one ball and one strike. There's going to be a ball fouled off. Count sits at one ball, two strikes. That pitch, there's going to be ball popped up. Thought it was off home plate. They tag Zimmerman for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. We will go to the second inning. We're still scoreless. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
Well, the throw down to second base means we're almost ready. As we go here to the top of the second. Again, scoreless here. First offering. Two passing. A little bit upstairs, ball one. There's a pitch. That one just a bit inside. So Jack pass on the third baseman. That pitch, that one in there, strike one. So count sits at two balls and one strike. Passant steps out here now. Step back in. Woodward. Take some time before he's ready. 2-1 delivery, swung on and missed. Strike number two. Two-two delivery. That one swung on and missed for out number one. That's the second strikeout that Woodward has dealt. Now this will be J.P. Weber. So J.P. Weber steps in here. First pitch. That one inside, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next pitch. That one in there called strike one. One-one delivery. That one in there called strike two. So count sits. One ball and two strikes. Next pitch, that one low and inside. So now we're even at two balls, two strikes. Woodward peeks over the glove, gets the sign. 2-2 pitch. There's going to be a bouncing ball back to him. He'll glove. He'll throw to first to get the out there. That's out number two. Now this will be right fielder Austin Solis stepping in for Southern Boone. Of course, Woodward pitching, Braden Beckman catching. First base is Hargis. Second base is Zimmerman. Shortstop Morris. Third base is Reynolds. We'll get to the outfield in just a second. That pitch in there, strike one. So Solis will be down to the count 0-1. And then left to right. And left field is Troth. It's Jace Troth, and center field Austin Evans, and in right field is Tucker Salter. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed. So count will go 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. 0-2 delivery. There's going to be a ball hit up the middle. It'll be gloved by Zimmerman. He'll throw to Hargis. He cannot dig it out of the dirt. Has started to turn two, but decided not to. Well, Solis. So he gets an infield single. Tough play. It was a tough angle. So now this will be Reese Nutter, the designated hitter, stepping in. He was the starting pitcher for game one for them. That game just completed about 20, 30 minutes ago. They throw over and pick him off as Solis is picked off. At first base. Well, that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. So we'll go to the bottom of the second inning, still scoreless. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
theme to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
We go now to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be third baseman Jason Reynolds leading things off, the senior. Steps in here. Three batters, 4, 5, and 6 due up. First pitch, that one in there, strike one. So Reynolds will be down in the count. And no balls, one strike. Next pitch, that one called strike two on the outside corner. Reynolds will be down in the count here. There's going to be a ball that nearly takes a pitcher's glove off. And Sitzer, as he sends that back up the middle, Reynolds stands at first base with a single. So this will be starting pitcher Jackson Woodward stepping in. They'll throw back to first base. Tag not in time. So Sitzer looks in. First offering to Woodward. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Shortstop will bobble it. Step on second for one. They say the throw in time. Nope, they say actually the throw in time at first, but not at second. So Woodward is retired. So this will be first baseman Blaine Hargis stepping in. Hargis, a senior. Right-handed batter, one out on the board. First pitch to him, big swing and a miss, strike one. So he sits at 0-1. Sitzer looks back at second. A pitch swung on and missed. Strike number two. So Hargis will step back in. Next delivery. That one swung on, got him to chase that one for out number two. So this will be catcher, junior catcher, and Braden Beckman stepping in. So Beckman will step in here. Two outs on the board, runner at second base. Sitzer looks at second. Another look in there. Now he delivers home. That one in there. Strike one called. So count sits. And a ball's in one strike. Next delivery on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. Well, Boone again into an 0-2 count right now. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Next pitch, there's going to be a pitch swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Sorry, they did have one hit, I should say. Let me try that again. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on the base path. As we will go to the third inning. As neither team has scored yet. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles Baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more on Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
We go here to the top of the third inning. Batters 7, 8, and 9 are the three due up. As doesn't he hit a Reese Nutter? He was at bat when Solis was picked off at first base. So it'll be batters 7, 8, and 9 due up. Nutter was a starting pitcher in the previous game. He is the designated hitter. Woodward looks in. First pitch. That one in there, strike one. So Nutter will be down in the count at 0-1. Next delivery. That one misses, ball one. So count sits at 1-1. Pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball. Hargis will glove. He'll take it himself for out number one. Will also be catcher Dimitri Guy. So Guy steps in here. Woodward looks in to get the sign. First pitch, that one low and away, ball one. Long look in here by Woodward. 1-0 delivery. One a bit upstairs and inside, ball two. The Count sits at 2 balls, no strikes. Two-0 delivery, big swing and a miss. Strike one. So count sits at 2 balls and 1 strike. That pitch in there, strike two. So count evens. 2-2. Two-two delivery. That one called strike three. Guy is rung up with the backwards K. That's 2 outs on the board. That's the 3rd strikeout of the day that Woodward has issued. So this is Beckley Seaton, left fielder. Also not batting Carson Cobalt. He is at second base. He is not batting for them. There's a pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Seaton will be down in the count at 0-1. Oh, one delivery. One a little bit low and inside. So now we're even at 1-1. That pitch, that one upstairs. Ball two. Out sits at 2-1. Next pitch, there's going to be another one swung on. So that'll leave in the count at 2-2. That one swung on and missed as well. So 3 up and 3 down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. As we go to the bottom of the 3rd inning, still scoreless, Southern Boone will come to bat. We'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
Attention Eagles fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Southern Boone County by becoming a member of the Southern Boone Booster Club. Your gifts help provide all Southern Boone County athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district, and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Southern Boone Booster Club this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Southern Boone Booster Club or email them at sbcathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Eagles!
We go here to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Neither team has yet to score. Neither team has more than one hit apiece either. We're just about set. This will be designated hitter in Hunter Richardson. He's a senior, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So Richardson steps in here. First pitch to him, slow. Ball one. So count sits at 1-0. Next pitch, one low and inside. So count sits at 2-0. This guy's going to go out and talk to his starting pitcher, take the ball back to him. So 2-0, delivery. There's going to be a chopper on the third base side. Third baseman has to rush. The throw, they say it is there. So one out here. Now this is Jace Troth, the left fielder. Troth, a sophomore. Troth steps in here with one out. That one in there, they say strike one. So Troth will be down in the count at 0-1. This pitch there is going to be a ball hit into center field. Center fielder working to his left. He'll make the grab for out number two. So now we go top the lineup, and Austin Evans stepping in. Evans popped out to center field and is only at bat here today. So he steps in here. First pitch inside. Ball one. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. That one swung on and missed. So one ball, one strike count. Pitch. That one missed, ball two. So count sits. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. A big swing and a miss. Now count even to two balls, two strikes. So again, two and two the count. Pitcher steps off here. Evan steps back in. 2-2 delivery. That went in there, called strike three. And the inning comes to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on the base path. We will go to the fourth inning, still scoreless, as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
We go here to the top of the fourth inning. Top of the lineup will also go. Time called. So Woodward taking a long time to get the sign. First pitch swung on and missed, strike one. So Sitzer will be down in the count. He'll be down in the count at 0-1. 0-1 delivery. There's going to be a ball that is knocked down at third. Throw to first is there. Good play there at third by Reynolds to glove it. Throw to first in time. Otherwise, that's probably extra bases. So now it's going to be Nico Chu. First pitch to Chu. Inside, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. He'll show bunt. He'll lay it down. Beckman will glove. He will throw. They say he's safe. As Hargis had to dig it out, but they say he is safe as Chu legs out the infield single. So he will be standing at first base. So now this will be Langston Smith. Smith, the center fielder. First pitch to him. A little chin music there. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. Again, we play here at the top of the fourth inning. Neither team has scored any runs yet. There's going to be a slow roller. It'll be gloved by Reynolds. He'll throw to first to get the out there. So Smith is retired for out number two. What goes is a 5-3 put out. This will be third baseman Jack Passan stepping in. So runner at second base, that's Chu, but two outs on the board. Woodward looks in. He'll check second. Now he delivers home. That ball's going to be fouled back. Not pitch in, they're called strike two. Let's pitch that one low and away. I apologize, the camera not focusing like it should. There's going to be a ball lifted to center field coming in. Still coming in. It'll drop in front of Evans. The throw is going to be home. Beckman will have it. No, it pops out of his glove. The run scores. As Passan drives in an RBI with a single to center field, he takes second on the throw. So this will be J.P. Weber stepping in now as Chu scores. From second base. First pitch that one low and inside, ball one. So the 1-0 lead goes in favor of the Raiders. Woodward's 1-0 delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. Morris will camp underneath it. He'll make the grab for out number three. However, one run was put up. That gives Pembroke Hill a 1-0 lead. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
We go here to the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be batters 2, 3, and 4 due up. I'll be starting off with senior Chase Morris. Morris will step in here. Morris, Zimmerman, and Reynolds are the three due up. First pitch, that one in there, strike one is Reynolds. Morris bails out of the way. Delivery, there's going to be a ball that is lifted into left field. It's over the left fielder's head as that will take a couple hops and get to the fence as Morris will be on his way to second base. He'll take a big curve, but they relay the throw in. So he stops at second. So Morris has his first hit of the day. Second hit of the day for the team. Now this is Riker Zimmerman, the second baseman, stepping in. He steps in, Sitzer looks in, checks second, now delivers home. Zimmerman shows bunt, pulls it back for ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Sitzer looks at second, delivers home. Zimmerman bunts it foul, so he'll be even in the count at one ball, one strike. So count sits, one ball, one strike. And a runner at second base, that is Morris. He'll show bunt again. He'll take strike two. Again, count sits at one ball, two strikes. Switzer's next delivery. And Zimmerman bunts that foul. So that will be out number one. That's going to be Chase Reynolds. Reynolds had a single his last time up. One for one day. That pitch has to duck out of the way of that. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. 1-0 delivery, there's going to be a ball sliced foul out of play. So count evens at one ball, one strike. Again, we play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 1-0 Pembroke Hill lead. Morris takes a lead at second base. One out on the board. Reynolds bats here. There's going to be a ball lifted to right field. Right fielder going back. He will make the basket grab for out number two. Morris tags and goes to third as throw is cut off. Reynolds does move Morris. Also be Jackson Woodward stepping in. So Woodward steps in here. With two outs on the board, runner at third. First pitch down central, strike one called. So Woodward will be down in the count at 0-1. There's going to be a ball, cue balled foul on the third base side. So he'll be down to the count at 0-2. So he'll be down to the count at 0-2. 0-2 delivery, that one's going to be fouled back as that one caught Guy. That ball fouled back. Not sure where it caught him. I think in the knee or in the lower groin area. So they come out to take a look at him. So he's stretching that left leg out just a bit. So he says he's fine. So he gets a good hand from the crowd here. So count sits at no balls and two strikes. Again, two outs on the board. Time called by Woodward and granted, so he'll step 1 foot out. Now he'll step back in and get ready. 0-2 delivery. They say he laid off of it. So count sits at 1-2. Next pitch. Upstairs, 2. So count sits 2-2. Two outs on the board. His pitch swung on and missed. Four out. Number 3. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on the base path. As we will go to the fifth inning, still a 1-0 Pembroke Hill lead. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
We go here to the top of the fifth inning as it'll be batters 6, 7, and 8 due up. For Pembroke Hill, again, Pembroke Hill leads 1-0. It'll be Solis, Nutter, and Guy Sula steps in. First pitch to him upstairs, ball one. So we begin top of the fifth. That's the 51st pitch. A Woodward start. He'll step off. He's only given up one run on three hits. I've left one on the base path. I pitched that one upstairs, ball two. He's dished four strikeouts as well along the way. That's how he walks, ball three. And we play here in the top of the fifth inning. Let's pitch that one in there, strike one called. Count will go 3-1. Rewind delivery, there's a ball fouled back. So now we've gone full at 3-2. A pitch in there called strike three. Woodward battles back after getting that 3-0 start. Battles back to get the strikeout. So this is Reese Nutter stepping in. Nutter, the designated hitter. First pitch to him, strike one called. So count sits at 0-1. Pitch on its way. And one low and outside, so count evens at one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike count. Woodward's next pitch. Swung on and missed. Fooled him on that one. So count will go 1-2. So 1-2 delivery from Woodward. That one missed just a bit low. So now we're even at two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Zimmerman will glove at second. Throw to Argus at first for out. Number two gets a 4-3 put out. Also be catcher, Dimitri Guy. So Guy steps in here with two outs on the board. First pitch to him. Say he went around on that, strike one. So count sits at no balls, one strike. Next pitch. That one swung on and missed. Strike number two. So no balls, two strikes. There's going to be ball popped up as coming in Zimmerman. He can't throw to first as that one just dropped in the middle of the infield. So Guy will be standing at first base with a two-out single. We Beckley Seaton. So Seaton steps in here. He's going to foul that one back. So he sits. There's no one count now. There's going to be another one fouled off. So count will sit at 0-2. Woodward looks at first. Now delivers the 0-2 runner. Is going to take second pitch. His high throw is a little high to second. They say Guy will have the stolen base. So count sits at 1-2. Woodward checks second. Next delivery. Swung on and missed. For out number three. Well, in the inning, there were no runs. There was one hit, no errors, and one left on the base path. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Still a 1-0 Pembroke Hill lead. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of the Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
Buff's RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buff's RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buff's RV, where your adventure awaits.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Southern Boone will send 6, 7, and 8 batters to plate. That's Hargis, Beckman, and Richardson. We said the temperature continuing to drop here as it is rather chilly. Said it was 47 degrees at first pitch, but I did not think that was the case. It seems a whole lot colder than 47 when the game started. So Hargis will get things started here. So Hargis steps in. His first pitch is low and inside, ball one. Hargis steps back in. 1-1 count. His pitch, there's going to be a ball popped foul and out of play. So count sits at 1-1. Sitzer nearing the half-century mark in his pitch total. 1-1 pitch, that one way outside. Count will sit 2-1. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball. That'll get down into right field and go to the corner as Hargis on his way to second. As he makes the round at first, he will be at second with a stand-up double. So he sends that one into the corner in right field. So he'll be at second base with a leadoff stand-up double. Now this is catcher Braden Beckman stepping in. It's Southern Boone trailing by a 1-0 score here. They have since couple innings ago. So Beckman's going to step in. He struck out his only time up here tonight. sits her check second. Beckman shows bunt. Pulls it back as that pitch was way outside. Count sitting at 1-0, no strikes. Beckman again shows bunt. He's going to pop that one foul. He'll show bunt again. That one. Taken for ball two. Well, it's the 51st pitch for Seitzer. Beckman again shows bunt. He'll pop it down in front of the mound. Sets her gloves, throws the first to get the out there. So Beckman moves Hargis over to third base. So Hargis goes to third base. It's Hunter Richardson, the designated hitter, stepping in now. He steps in with one out on the board here. First pitch to him. He's going to hit that one hard, but foul. And it's out of play on the first base side. So he'll be down in the count. And 0-1. So count sits at 0-1. That pitch, that one low and away. So count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One delivery. That one in there, strike two called. So count sits at 1-2. One out on the board, runner at third base. There's going to be a ball that's going to one hop to the shortstop. He'll glove, throw to first. They get the out there, but the run scores as Hargis comes in and ties the ball game up. Well, Southern Boone has tied it up at one apiece. Now this will be Jace Troth stepping in with 2 outs on the board. First offering to Troth, in their strike one called. So Troth will be down in the count at 0-1. And we're tied at one apiece here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That delivery, that one way upstairs, so count evens at 1-1. A.J. Evans in the on-deck circle for Southern Boone. 1-1 delivery. That one is might have been foul-tipped, but think it was missed, swung on a miss, may have got a piece of it, but either way, it'll take the count 1-2. 1-2 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be gloved by the shortstop. He will throw on the run, get the out there. Well, Southern Boone able to tie it up. They pushed one run across on one hit. No errors. They left nobody on the base path as we are knotted at one apiece. We'll take a quick break and be right back. as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
Hello, Blake Gasaway here with the Show Me Sports Network. I've had the opportunity to have some amazing calls, including overtime touchdowns, walk-off home runs, and buzzer-beating baskets. But I've answered another call. That's to serve my community as a volunteer firefighter. Stop and think what would happen if your home or property caught fire and no one was there to put it out. Every day, volunteer firefighters not only save lives and property, but also respond to other emergencies. Nearly two-thirds of our nation's fire departments are manned by volunteer firefighters. And because of this, we simply need more volunteers to step up and answer the call. Stop by or contact your local fire department and see how you can become a volunteer firefighter today. I answered the call to serve my community. Will you?
We go here to the top of the sixth inning. Woodward still on the mound here in the top of the sixth. It's a tie ball game at one apiece. First pitch in there to Sitzer is strike one called. We top the lineup and 1, 2, and 3 due up here. Long look in. Woodward's next pitch. Swung on and missed. Fooled him there. That was a dirty looking pitch there. So count sits at 0-2. Woodward steps off. That was his 70th pitch. His pitch count. 0-2 delivery. That one low and outside. It's past Beckman. So count sits at 1-2. One-two delivery on its way. There's going to be a ball that'll be past the glove of a diving Chase Morris at shortstop. Sitzer will be at first base with a leadoff single. Supposed to be shortstop Nico Chu. So Nico Chu steps in here. Chu had a single his last at bat, scored that only run that's been put up by the Raiders, but they're trying to add another one-run total. We are tied at a 1-1 score here on top of the sixth. First pitch, he's going to pop that one foul. So that'll get out of play. So he'll be down to the count at 0-1. Runner's going to take second. That one's popped up, coming over on top of the dugout. So ran out of room at Reynolds. So count sits at 0-2. That pitch, that one inside. Count sits. And 1-2 as they throw over. That one. Stopped by Hargis. He's probably going to feel that in the morning as that one. I think that hit him in the groin or the stomach. So I give him a second here to get his composure back. Now he's set. So count sits at 1-2 count. Woodward looks in. Next pitch. That one's going to hit him. So Chu is hit by a pitch. So now this will be center fielder Langston Smith stepping in. So he steps in here, has two on and nobody out. Beckman will step out and go through signs. So again, two on with nobody out here. So we play in the top of the sixth. He'll show bunt. He'll lay it down. As Woodward will glove, he'll throw to first to get the out there. And Smith moves the runners around the base path. This will be third baseman Jack Passan stepping in. Passan steps in here. Woodward's first pitch. Swinging at that one. Strike one, as that one was got him to chase it. It was a little high. Next pitch, that one is low. So count even, so one ball, one strike. Again, two on with one out here. Passan. Windmill in his bat. Now he'll get set. Next pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball. That's going to get through into left field and score the run to give the lead back. Two. The Raiders. This will be J.P. Weber as scoring is Sitzer. Sitzer scores from third. Chu goes to third. So runners at the corners now. As popped it up on a bunt. Did Weber for ball one. A little too far under that. Popped it out near the Southern Boone dugout. So count sits at 0-1. Next delivery, there's going to be another one. That one sliced foul. So that'll make it 0-2 as he rockets that one into the parking lot. We're off to my left. So no balls, two strikes. And runners on the corners, one out. That pitch, there's going to be another one fouled off that on the first base side. Raiders have added one run here, taking the lead back. They led 1-0 before Southern Boone tied it up last inning at 1-1. Now Southern Boone trails 2-1. One out on the board. Runner's going to break for second. Throw is high and outside. They cut it off. As Passan gets the stolen base. A 1-2 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball as that will get through into center field as it will score one run. It'll score two runs as Weber takes second base on the throw. So he drives in two runs. Now it is a 4-1 lead in favor of the Raiders. This is right fielder Austin Solis stepping in. First pitch to him. A little upstairs, ball one. As Chu scores. So does Passan. next delivery. Swung on and missed. So count evens at one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike count again. One out, runner at second. That pitch, that went in there, strike two. They throw to second. They say he's out as Weber is gunned down at second base. That is out number two. That's a big out right there. A pitch inside. So now we're even at two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery. Swung on and missed for out number three. Well, in the inning, Southern Boone gave up three runs. They now trail by four to one score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage to the Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
We go to the top of the lineup for Southern Boone as it'll be batters 1, 2, and 3 due up. Sits are still out there on the mound. First pitch to Evans. That one checks up before home plate and bounces off everybody possible like a pinball. Results in ball one. So Evans ahead in the count. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball lifted foul. Out of play. That one. Sits at one ball, one strike now. Do see some action in the bullpen for Southern Boone. Can't tell who it is, but can see there's some action actually in both bullpens now. 1-1 delivery. That one a bit inside. So count goes two balls, one strike. So Evan steps back in. 2-1 pitch. Again, that one fouled off to the parking lot. So now it's a two-ball, two-strike count. And two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here as we play in the bottom of the sixth. It is a 4-1 Raiders lead. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be gloved by the shortstop. He will throw to first. They say they got the throw there. As Evans is out on a 6-3 putout. So that'll be Chase Morris as Evans ended up almost halfway down the foul line as he was headed out towards the foul pole there in right field with the engines up and going, try to leg that out, but they say the throw just got there in time. So Morris steps in. One out on the board again. His team trails by a 4-1 score. First pitch. That one missed a little low, ball one. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. There's going to be a ball fouled off. So count evens at one ball, one strike. There's going to be a ball hit to center field. Center fielder can't make the diving grab as that will bounce to the wall as Morris on his way to second. He'll round the corner. He'll be on his way to third. The throw will be cut off. He will be in there with a triple. So now we'll go to Riker Zimmerman. As he steps in. One on and one out as I have a conversation out of your time called. As conversation out on the mound as Zimmerman is due up. And Morris stands at third base. He's got back-to-back hits now. He's had a single and a double. And he's stolen a base as well in that last at bat. About 17 minutes past the 9 o'clock here on the Show Me Sports Network. Our ball game was just about 2 hours behind getting started, but we're glad. Those of you that have found our broadcast, letting us entertain you here this evening. Blake Gasway here with you, bringing exclusive coverage. We're glad that, hopefully you're enjoying it. We're glad that you found it. If you're on our YouTube channel, remember we do ask you click on that subscribe button if you've not done so yet. That helps us out, helps you find broadcasts in the future, and also find the archive games. There's going to be a bouncing ball. That'll get through into right field as Zimmerman will be standing at first base as Morris comes home and scores. On a first pitch single to right field, that cuts that lead down to two at a 4-2 fashion here. So now this will be Jace Reynolds stepping in. Reynolds playing third base. They say that hit him, so he will jog to first base. Southern Boone's got a little something going here. Now this will be Jackson Woodward stepping in. So Woodward steps in here, two on with one out. He does represent the go-ahead run. First pitch, that one outside, ball one. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. Action still in both pins, as they say. Reynolds has picked off a first base. They turn and throw. Reynolds is out number two. So now, two outs on the board, just one runner on the base path. Woodward has a 1-0 count. Next delivery, that one way upstairs and outside, ball two. So count sitting at 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Woodward steps back in. Two-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Took a little off that. Now, count sits at two balls, one strike. So 2-1 the count. Next pitch, that one outside. Count sits now at 3-1. So 3-1. And 2 outs on the board. Runner at second. A pitch. Ball 4 issued. So that will be first baseman Blaine Hargis. Should have a courtesy runner for Woodward. That will be the case. Zach Dehas comes in as a courtesy runner. So Hargis steps in with 2 on and 2 outs. He had a double his last time up. First pitch, that one outside, ball 1. So 1-0. Pitch, there's going to be a chopper. It'll be gloved at third. The throw. They say he's safe as it pulled the first baseman off the bag. So everybody's safe. So Hargis legs that one out. The third baseman had to come charging in on it. Didn't make a good throw. So now this will be catcher Braden Beckman. Bases loaded, 2 outs. First pitch, he's going to hit that one hard and high, but foul. Southern Boone trailing by a 4-2 score here. Bottom of the sixth, we play. Bases loaded once again for Beckman. That pitch, that one is a bit inside. So count evens and 1-1. Zimmerman at third. Woodward, a courtesy runner at second. Hargis at first. 1-1 delivery. That one's going to be fouled off. So Beckman will be down in the count at 1-2. And 2 outs. Bases loaded. One-two delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball taken by the second baseman. He'll glove. He'll throw to first to get the out there. Beckman grounds in for out number 3. As that goes, a 4-3 put out in the inning. 1 run was put up. Did so on 3 hits. No errors. They left 3 on the base path. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Southern Boone still trails by a 4-2 score. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
We go here to the top of the seventh. We do have a pitching change. Blaine Hargis comes in from first base. He will be the new pitcher. He steps in here. He'll face batters 7, 8, and 9. couple of defensive changes. Salter has been taken out of right field. Woodward, who was a starting pitcher, has been moved to right. Hargis leaves first, goes to pitch. And Hunter Richardson, who was the DH, is now at first base. How things look. As throw down to second base means we're about ready. So it'll be batters 7, 8, and 9 due up again. It is a 4-2 lead for the Raiders. So this will be Reese Nutter stepping in. Nutter, Guy, and Seaton are the three due up. That first pitch, that a little low and outside, ball one. So count. We'll sit at one ball, no strike. Hargis, that next pitch, that one upstairs. So count sits, two balls, no strikes. That one in there called strike one. So count will go, two balls and one strike. And it's a 4-2 advantage in favor of Pembroke Hill. I pitched that one in there, called strike two. Good looking pitch there. Nutter gets frozen at the plate. So two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Round number one. So first batter that Hargis sees, he retires via the strikeout. So now this will be Dimitri Guy, the catcher. He's singled and struck out looking. So he steps in. Hargis looks in. First pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Oh, on delivery, strike two called. This guy took that. Strike number two. So count sits, no balls, two strikes. Next pitch, that one a bit upstairs, so count will go one and two. One, two delivery. Swung on and missed, four out. Number two. So two up and two down, both retired via the strikeout as Hargis has laid him down as quickly as he's picked him up. So now we'll go to Beckley Seaton. First pitch, strike one. Next delivery, that one a bit inside. So count even at one ball, one strike. Next pitch, that one a bit outside. So count sits at two and one. Two on delivery, that one outside, ball three. So three and one count. A pitch swung on and missed, now we're full. Three balls and two strikes. So we're full. Payoff pitch. That one called strike three, and the backwards K recorded. Three up and three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. As all three retired via the strikeout, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. At the bottom of the seventh, it's a 4-2 score in favor of Pembroke Hill. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
We go here to the bottom of the seventh inning. Still out there. Entering this seventh inning. Starting pitcher Seitzer. He is sitting at 81 pitches on the day so far. So it'll be Richardson, Troth, and Evans are the three due up. So batters 8-9-1. Southern Boone has to find a way to put up. Two runs to go to extra. Three would win it in walk-off fashion. First pitch, there's going to be a ball popped foul. That'll get out of play. So Richardson will be down in the count at 0-1. Sitzer trying to make it a complete game. That one is low. Ball one. The tying run for Southern Boone in the on-deck circle. The walk-off winning run is in the hole. One-one delivery. That one upstairs. That makes it 2-1. And no work in the bullpen for Pembroke Hill. They had somebody getting warmed up, but don't see any work in there now. 2-1 delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. Center fielder taking a few steps in. That's Smith. He'll work over. He'll make the grab for out number one. So now this will be Jace Troth stepping in. Troth steps in here with one out on the board. So they'll move down to their last two outs. First pitch. That one, strike one called. So count will sit no balls, one strike. All one delivery. There's going to be a ball sliced foul. Count will sit. And the walls, two strikes. O-2 delivery. That one is low. Ball one. Count sits at one ball. Two strikes. And one out on the board. Bottom of the seventh we play. A pitch. That one is upstairs. That gets past everybody here to the backstop. So count even at two balls, two strikes. One out on the board. Next pitch, swung on and missed for out number two. Now we go top the lineup. Austin Evans stepping in. Evans, the center fielder, he is 0-3. Popped out to center field, struck out looking. Hit into a 6-3 out. Sitzer. First offering to Evans. He's going to slice that foul. So he'll be down in the count. At 0-1 as Southern Boone down to their last two strikes here. They trail by a 4-2 score. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike number two again. Now Southern Boone down to their last strike. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball that is hit into right center field. It'll be caught by the right fielder for out number three in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And nobody left on the base path. As that will do it for our ball game, as Southern Boone drops this by a 4-2 score, as Sitzer gets the complete game victory. And Southern Boone comes up short there as they end up splitting action today. They won their first game of the day. They lose the second game. Pembroke Hill, they have won both their games today, as Southern Boone will drop to 10-3 overall on the season. And for Pembroke Hill, they move to 6-2 overall on their season. For the ball game, Southern Boone, again losing by a 4-2 score. Four runs put up on seven hits. No errors. Three left on the base path for the Raiders. And for Southern Boone, they had two runs. They did so on six hits. No errors. They left five on the base path as they drop that score by a final of 4-2. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast here today. As I've been out here since before 11 o'clock this morning. I'm cold. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here today. It's been my pleasure bringing you coverage here today for the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Blake Gasway. Until we talk to you at our next broadcast, so long and have a great rest of your evening.
Been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gasaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.